more punch to lunch. It's Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the original. The flakes more people eat for more punch to lunch. Kellogg's Corn Flakes. And for more thrilling adventures in the great outdoors, it's Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements. Fighting the savage wilderness. Fighting at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
And now Kellogg's Corn Flakes invite you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Trail.
It is early morning in Medway County in the Midwest. A car speeds along a dusty country road lined with truck farms and occasional patches of woodland. In the front seat, Mark Trail and his burly companion from the Canadian North Woods, Johnny Malott, survey the pleasant landscape in silence. Finally, Mark turns to the driver, a young man who stares straight ahead, his lips set in a grim line of determination.
Mighty nice country around here, Bill.
Yeah.
But it's some difference from country where I come from. In Lac-Saint-Pierre, we have the big tree, the big lake, the big mountains, by God. Everything she is big.
Just like you, eh, Johnny?
Say, Mark, huh? What is the matter with this fella, eh? He not smile, he not say anything. I go crazy trying to make him talk.
I know, enough's enough. Look here, Bill, don't you think you'd better spill it?
Spill it?
You called me yesterday at Lost Forest. Begged me to come down here right away, and now you're about as talkative as a clam.
Oh, I'm sorry, fellas. It's just that there's been so much trouble. Take a look at these farms we're passing. A good look.
The fields, they not look like they grow much crops.
No, they don't.
And this is the best farming country in the whole state.
What's happened?
It's the deer. They're all over the county, ruining everything.
That is all. That is no problem.
Well, the farmers are the problem, Johnny. They're planning to hunt the deer, wipe them out. It'll be a regular slaughter.
Well, you cannot blame them if the deer ruin the crops.
That's no excuse for wholesale killings, Johnny. The deer should be rounded up instead and shipped somewhere else.
That's why I called you, Mark. I want you to do...
Somebody shoot at us.
Bill said, hang on, Johnny.
Mother of a moose, we're going to crash.
Not if I can help it.
Turn the brakes, stop the wheels. That tree is going to hit us.
Brace yourself. Boy, that was close.
Sacre bleu. I think the car, she's going to climb the tree.
Hey, where are you going, Johnny?
You stay here, Mark. Take care of Bill. I think I see a man who shoot at us back there. I can't see him.
Okay, Johnny, but hurry back. We'll have to get Bill to a doctor.
No. It's okay. Just wound in the shoulder.
Let me have a look.
It's just a crease.
Yes, it isn't serious. Get you home and call a doctor anyway, though.
Who fired the shot? Did you see anybody?
Johnny's going to have a look.
But who would want to take a shot at me?
Oh, sacredab. I'm clumsy like one cow.
No luck, Johnny?
No, the man, he disappeared in woods. He got away from me.
Did you get a look at him?
I not see him good, but he wear funny brown hat. And by God, I, Johnny Malott, will make that fellow eat this funny hat if ever I find him.
What'd the doctor have to say, Bill?
It's just a scratch, Dad. Nothing to worry about.
I don't like this, Bill. And I'm going to say so right in front of your friends here. I don't like this at all.
Nobody likes being shot at, Commissioner Higgins.
Oh, by God. Bullets should not tell me.
That's not what I mean.
Well, what are you getting at, Dad?
Well, you were wrong, son, in taking things into your own hands like this. Calling in Trail here was a mistake. Oh, no offense, man, Trail, but the farmers around here don't like outsiders.
But these farmers are killing deer illegally, Commissioner.
Oh, bosh, I don't think any deer have been shot. Sure, the farmers fire their guns to scare them off, but
Jeb Fleming shot one the other day. I saw him.
Well, what of it? Those pesky deer have ruined most of Jeb's melons. And if he doesn't stop them, he won't have anything left to market.
But there's no reason to kill the deer, Dad. Mark can handle this another way.
That's right, Commissioner.
Mr. Trail, I think the best thing for you to do is to leave. I'm sorry, Bill, wasted so much of your time bringing you up here, but
by God, Mark, this fellow, he's handing us walking papers, eh?
I'm sorry you feel this way, Commissioner, but I'm going to stay right here and try to persuade the farmers not to kill the deer wantonly.
Okay, Trail, have it your own way. But if anyone else gets hurt, I'll hold you responsible.
Say, Dad, isn't that Jeb Fleming's car that just drove up?
Oh, yeah, so it is. I'll let him out.
Mark, that fellow, get in out of car. Look out the window, quick.
What's the matter, Johnny?
Look at that funny hat. By God, he's the polecat who shoots at us. Well,
We'll be back in a moment, so stand by. There's plenty of hard-hitting action ahead for Mark Trail. And say, how about you? Do you pack a hard-hitting punch on the football gridiron? When you get the ball, is that you crashing through the line hard and low? Is that you twisting, dodging, snaking your way through the other team? Is that you scoring the winning touchdown?
That can be you, all right, if you're packing away a better breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes. For Kellogg's Corn Flakes help give you more punch to lunch.
Right. Make Kellogg's Corn Flakes the mainstay of your better breakfast, and you give yourself a real reserve of extra food energy to call on for extra punch, extra drive, extra power. The power of corn in Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Yes, a better breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes can mean a better team built around you.
And for sweet, live flavor, you've never tasted anything like Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Yes, Kellogg's Corn Flakes are all flavor. Freshest, too, because they're fastest selling. You'll taste the big difference in Corn Flakes. You'll see why Kellogg's Corn Flakes are the world's most popular ready-to-eat cereal.
Remember, a better Kellogg's Corn Flakes breakfast gives you more punch till lunch. That's Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
And say, in just a few minutes, you'll hear how to get a handsome identification bracelet with your own name on it. So don't miss a word.
Arriving in Radway County, in answer to a frantic call for help from young Bill Higgins, Mark Trail and Johnny Mallott learn that a herd of deer has been ravaging the countryside, destroying the crops of the local truck farms. Driving to Bill's home to meet his father, a rifle shot crashed through the car window, injuring Bill. But now, as one of the local farmers appears at the Higgins home, Johnny Mallott makes a startling announcement.
By God, I have seen that hat before. The man who wear him, he's the man who shoot at us.
Johnny, are you sure?
I'm sure like I know this sun come up tomorrow.
But that's Jeb Fleming. Why would he want to shoot me?
Hello, Jeb. Come on in.
Thank you, Commissioner. I won't take up much of your time. Just got a little favor to ask, Doug. Oh, I see you got company here. Maybe I better come back later.
Oh, no, my friend. You stay here.
Easy, Johnny, easy.
Hey, what is this? What's going on?
I'll show him.
Get
your
hands off of me.
You're not shoot that friend of Johnny Mallott and get away with it.
What are you talking about?
Johnny saw you this afternoon, Fleming, after you shot Bill.
Shot Bill? Why, I never shot nobody. That's a lie.
Of course it is. Jeb here is a friend of the family.
Well, Johnny doesn't make many mistakes. Did you use your gun at all today, Fleming?
Why, yes. I shot at a deer in my system. And then I took out after him to chase him off.
That's what it was, Mark. We were on the road bordering Jeb's North Meadow, and I was hit.
Well, that could explain it, all right. The shot went wild, or ricocheted.
I'm mighty sorry, Bill. I had no idea that shot hit anybody. You hurt bad?
Oh, no, it just nicked me in the shoulder.
Well, I reckon that clears up the shooting mystery. Now, Jeb, what about that favor you mentioned?
Well, it's like this, Commissioner. I've been talking to some of the farmers hereabouts who are in the same boat as I am. And we're all agreed about one thing.
What's that, Jeb?
We want to run down all the deer in this here county and shoot them.
I can't say I blame you, Jeb, but what do you want me to do?
Well, we'd just like you to get us permission to do it.
Well,
Commissioner, you can't do it.
Look, Trail, these deer are ruining the farmers and destroying food that was raised to feed people. What's more important?
Naturally, any conservation man will tell you that feeding the people of our country is our first concern. Why, that's the whole purpose of conservation.
All right, then, what are you objecting to?
I'm objecting to shooting down the deer before we have a chance to try a better method.
Well, us farmers will be ruined in another week if we don't kill off them deer.
Fleming, I have another plan. I can get rid of those deer for you in a much easier way.
Oh, yeah, Jeb, you see Trail here. Thanks.
I don't care what Trail thinks. Let him try his way if he wants to. But our minds are made up. And if you try to stop us, Trail, look out. Because we ain't going to let ourselves be stopped. By you or nobody.
Tell me, Bill, how does it happen your father's farm hasn't been damaged by the deer?
Yes, crops on your farm, they look good. Why did they not eat them?
Well, all our fences are electrically wired. Oh, no wonder. That's the surest way to keep them out. All our melons will be ripe for market in a few days, and it looks like we'll get top prices for them.
That is right. All these other farms we visit, they not have much crops left to sell.
Whose farm is up on the left, Bill?
That's the Thorpe place. Oh, there's George Thorpe working that field over there.
Now, let's stop a minute.
Okay.
This place is in much better shape than others. Almost as good as your father's, Bill.
Yes, that field of melons hasn't been touched. Come on, let's have a talk with Thorpe. Maybe he'll be more willing to cooperate than the others.
Well, I doubt it, but it won't hurt to try. Hello, Mr. Thorpe.
Bill.
Hey, he not look like he very glad to see you, Bill.
Yeah, he seems mad about something.
I don't blame him. Look at that field of cabbages.
Sacrebleu. Last time I see something like this is when two big buck deer have a fight.
Looks like you're having some trouble, Mr. Thorpe.
Trouble? And blast the deer, they did it.
Oh, I see. Mr. Thorpe, this is Mark Trail and Johnny Malott.
Hello, Mr. Thorpe.
Glad to meet you.
Trail, eh? You're the conservation fella, ain't you? Jeb Fleming told me about you.
Oh, he probably not tell you anything good.
Now, look, Mr. Thorpe.
Now, you look, Trey. Look good and hard at what's left of my cabbages.
I see what's happened, all
so
right.
Don't give me any of that blasted talk about saving the deer. Not me.
I understand how you feel,
Jeb Fleming here's got the right idea. The only way we can get shed of those deer is to kill every blasted one of them.
Well, Mr. Thorpe, all Mark asked is that you try his plan first.
Hey, Mark. You hear somebody shooting?
Look, over there near the woods. Three does. They're being chased by a group of men.
Yeah. Jeb Fleming in the lead.
Oh, the deer, they run faster. They get away.
No, they won't, Johnny. They're headed for the fences. They'll be trapped. Come on, before the deer are slaughtered. Hold your fire there. Wait, don't shoot.
Hey, Mark, what do you do?
You can't hold those men off without a gun. That's just what I'm counting on, Bill. I don't think they'll fire on an unarmed man.
But they're mad. You're taking an awful chance.
Billy's right, Mark.
Wait, man. Leave the deer alone.
Don't pay no attention to him, fellas. We got a right to shoot them deer.
Sure you have, Jeb. Go ahead.
Man, listen to me. There's no reason to kill these deer.
Huh? Did you hear what he said, fellas? Our crops are being ruined, and he tells us we ain't got no reason.
But you have.
Don't listen to him anymore. Go on. Cut him down, boys. You can't miss.
Oh, no, you don't.
What's he doing now? Come on.
Mark,
where are you going?
Come back here.
What's the job? He'll jump over the fence and stand right in front of deer.
All right, go ahead. Start blasting. Get away from them deer trails, or if they help me, I'll plug you.
I'm not moving, Jeb.
All right. You asked for it.
Go ahead, Jeb. I'm waiting.
All right. One, two.
Well, Jeb?
Bless your heart. Come on, man. Grab him and throw him over the fence.
Oh, now you're not getting me out of this. You have to throw me over the fence, too.
Good boy, Johnny.
Come on, fellas, let's get him. Hey, now, wait a minute, Hold on.
What's the matter, Thorpe?
Well, now, let's not lose our tempers now. Maybe we'd better listen to Trey.
What?
You changed your tune awful fast, Thorpe.
Well, that's what if I have? Took plenty of nerve for Trey to stand up to all of you. Fellow with that much nerve ought to know what he's talking about.
That cripple. We're not fine.
Don't ask for trouble, Johnny.
What do you say, Jeb? Let's give him a chance.
Well, okay. Say your piece, Trail, but make it short.
All right, plenty, thanks.
Make it short.
Listen, man, there's a simpler way to get rid of the deer than killing them.
Now, how do you figure on doing it?
Deer are creatures of habit. They'd sooner starve than migrate.
Mark, he's right. The deer, he will stay put like no other animal.
So, if you'll give me a little time and some help, we can round up all the deer in this valley, and I'll transport them 20 miles into the forest to the next county. And you'll never see them again.
Maybe you can, Trail, but what happens to our crops while they're being rounded up?
Yeah, what's to keep the deer from ruining what's left?
Well, I know most of you can't afford electric fences. And anyway, there isn't time to put them up.
I'll say there ain't.
But scarecrows help some. And the deer can be frightened off by firing shots into the air.
Oh, them things don't work, Trail. We've tried them so many times, the deer's gotten used to them.
All right, then. Try mothball. Listen, it's not as silly as it sounds. It's supposed to be a pretty effective method in some places.
What do we do with them? Put them on the deer's tail?
Listen, tie the mothballs on your low fences. Two or three every few feet.
Sure, the deer, they're not like the smell. They will stay away.
Sounds crazy to me.
Now, look, man. Why don't we give Trail 48 hours to show what he can do?
Okay, then.
Well, where are you going to corral them deer when you round them up, Trail?
Now, what about that big meadow of yours, Lummy? The one that isn't planted?
Oh, sure, Jeb. That's a good place. It has a high fence and plenty of grass and foliage for the deer to eat.
Yeah, what about it, Jeb?
All right, good. But listen, Trail, this plan of yours better work.
Yeah, it'll work, all right.
We'll give you 48 hours. Then, if the deer ain't all rounded up in that time, we'll get rid of them our own way. And maybe we'll get rid of you, too.
Oh, that is good work, Mac. We'll let him in fast.
Let's get into the corral, Johnny.
Hey, Mark, this deer, he is the last one, eh?
I think so, Johnny. But but from the crop damage we saw, I thought we'd find three times as many deer as we have.
By God, Mark, I think it's
that buck fight in Fort Field.
What about it, Mark?
The way the field was plowed up, Johnny, looked like a real winding of a fight, didn't it?
Sure. I'm surprised we did not find one dead deer there.
But I examined all the bucks we rounded up. Not one of them make a mark on it.
Why we not ask Bill Higgins? Maybe he knows something.
Well, Bill's on guard at the corral. As soon as we get this last deer in, we'll have a talk with him. Okay, Johnny, open the corral gate. Let's get this fellow out of the way.
Okay, Mark.
In you go, boy.
Hey, Mark. I thought you say Billy's on guard here. I not see him.
It's getting too dark to see. But he must be around somewhere. Bill! Hey, Bill!
Hey, listen. What that noise?
Over this way, Johnny, quick.
Yeah. Mark, it is Billy. He's on ground. What happened here?
Get some water, Johnny, from that pail.
Shooting, Mark.
Splash him in his face. We'll bring him to.
Okay.
Oh! Hey, I didn't tell you to drown him. Bill. Bill, you all right?
I guess so. Oh, my head.
Oh, you got lump like goose's egg. Who do this to you?
I don't know. All I remember is that I was standing at the corral gate when suddenly, wham, everything went black.
Johnny, look at that prince down there.
Huh?
My God, there is big oil in it.
Hey, he's a deer.
No use looking for them, Bill. They're gone.
This is the last straw, Trail. First Bill gets shot, and then he gets slugged. And now with what's happened to the deer, we'll be the laughing stock of the county.
So the people laugh. He's good for them.
Commissioner, it seems to me that you're more worried about losing votes than you are about your neighbor's crop.
I don't care what it seems like to you, Trail. You're through here.
Now, wait a minute, Commissioner.
I've waited too long as it is. Jeb Fleming was right in the first place. I'm going to see that the farmers get permission to shoot those deer.
No, you can't do that, Dad. We can round them up again tomorrow.
Now, listen here, Bill. I'm paying you to manage this farm for me and not to run around chasing deer.
Well, sure, Dad, I know, but...
I refuse to let you go out with Trail. I've wasted enough time with him. Now, you tend to business. All of our melons have got to be picked and sent to market by tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
You work a crew of men all night if you have to.
But what's the rush?
Thorpe's melons will be ready for picking any day now, and I want to beat them to the market.
Oh, so that's it.
Of course. First ones in bring the highest price. So you tend to business from now on.
Mark and I will help you, Bill.
That won't be necessary, my lad. There's a train leaving at midnight, and I'd suggest that you and Trail be on it.
Dad, Mark and Johnny are my guests.
Your father's right, Bill. I'm only making things difficult for both of you by staying here.
Hey, Mark, seems when you quit job before it is finished, eh?
I'm on and lit, Johnny. We'll be on that train.
We'll fool everybody. They think we go on train.
Exactly what I want them to think, Johnny.
So, where do we go now, Mark?
We stop right here.
Here? What do we do here?
Wait. Watch that field on our right.
Oh, no, we don't, Mark.
Hmm?
Johnny Malati, strongest man in Northwoods, but he not sit on the hornet's nest.
Hmm? Hey, you're right. There is a nest up there. Well, come on. We'll move farther away from it. And bring the camera.
Okay. But how long we stay here, Mark?
I don't know, Johnny. All night, maybe. But we'll have to be ready for trouble every minute.
Mark, I fall asleep sitting up. What time it is?
Oh, it's about 3 o'clock, Johnny.
You think maybe we'll make a mistake?
Johnny, listen.
Mark. Four men. They go in melon field.
Yes. And take a look at those clubs they're carrying, Johnny.
Yeah, what they do?
Unless I miss my guess, they're going to smash those melons in Thorpe's field.
Oh, they make it look like work of deer.
We'll see.
All right, boys, get to work. Don't make any more noise than you have to.
Okay.
And don't pull any more boners like you did this afternoon.
Now, I told you we didn't see it with Bill until after we hit him.
All right, get to work.
I'll get a picture of this. It'll be all the evidence we need.
Sure, Mark, but be careful.
They'll see the flash, but that can't be helped.
Hey! Hold that flag!
I was just taking a picture, Commissioner.
trail!
Mark is the commissioner, Bill's father.
Yes, with some of his hired hands doing the dirty work.
Hey, Mark, you not think Bill is mixed up in this?
No, no, no. I'm sure he doesn't know anything about it, Johnny.
Hold on after them, boys! And use them first!
Uh-oh. Looks like we're in for it, Johnny.
It's not much good against big clubs, but that's right.
Smack that camera! Smack your headguns! Wipe them out or we'll all go to jail!
We'll continue in a moment, so keep listening! Have you heard? Boys and girls, have you heard? Now you can get a handsome link chain identification bracelet with your own name on it. Yes, a good-looking silvery link chain identification bracelet with your own name engraved on the nameplate. Just listen.
The links are strong and durable, and there's a heavy curved nameplate and a sturdy safety clasp. Your bracelet gleams like silver because of a special nickel finish that will not tarnish. And it's strong enough to last for years.
It's the same kind of identification bracelet that men in the armed forces wear. You'll want to be the very first one in the neighborhood to have one. And say, if you're in a club, it's a swell idea to have all the members write in for identification bracelets with the club name on it. Or even put your own password on it.
And here's the best part of all. Thanks to Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the corn flakes that give you more punch till lunch, that bracelet is yours for only 25 cents and two box tops from Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Now here's all you do. Send 25 cents and two Kellogg's Corn Flakes box tops plus the name you want on the nameplate. You can have up to 14 letters engraved on it. Include your name and address, clearly printed. Send all that to Kellogg's, Box 324, Battle Creek, Michigan.
Remember now, for each bracelet, send 25 cents and two Kellogg's Corn Flakes box tops plus the names you want engraved. Clearly print your name and address and send to Kellogg's, Box 324, Battle Creek, Michigan. Send for your identification bracelet today.
Discovered in the neighbor's field, destroying his melon crop, Commissioner Higgins and his men advance on Mark and Johnny with upraised clubs, intent on cold-blooded murder.
Go on, man! Get them or we'll all go to jail!
Come on, Mark. We'll give this field rat one good fight.
Hold it, Johnny. Back away toward that tree.
Johnny, my lad does not run from rats.
You'll be running in a minute. I've got an idea. And this is it.
Mark, the hornet's nest!
Exactly.
Ho-ho! Mark, you throw hornet's nest on them!
Now, I thought the hornets are mad enough.
Help! Help! Get these things off of me!
You keep back, Johnny.
Sure, Mark. Johnny, my lad too smart for the big fight with hornets. Get out of here!
Run, run, run!
Oh, there they go, Mark. They dropped their club and run.
Hey, help me.
Hey, there's the commissioner. They left him behind.
Help me. They're killing me. Help.
Okay, Johnny, I guess he's had enough. Let's get him to the sheriff. Well, Bill, that's the story. I'm sorry things turned out this way.
Well, to be truthful, Mark, I didn't believe a word of it until Dad confessed. Then...
Bill, why your father do this thing?
Oh, he needed money for his election campaign, Johnny, so I guess he set up this scheme to draw higher prices to the market.
Well, it seemed like a foolproof idea.
Yes, but I'm going to make everything right with the farmers, Mark.
Oh, how do you mean?
They'll each get a share of this farm's profits until all the debts are paid.
By God, Bill, you're an honest man just like Mark say.
But there's still one thing I don't understand, Mark.
What's that?
How did you come to suspect Dad? And how did you know he'd strike at Thorpe's field next?
Well, I figured someone had to be giving the deer a helping hand. And then when your father showed so much concern about Thorpe beating him to market with his melons, I just added two and two.
And it added up the right way. Four people, your father and three men who work for him.
To say nothing of our allies.
Allies?
Oh, sure. Did you not see faces of men and of your father?
Well, yes, but I thought that all happened in the fight to capture them.
Not at all, Bill. It happened in a fight with a swarm of hornets.
Hornets?
Yes, by God. Mark, he play ball with hornets' nest. So hornets, they play ball with us. Hey, come on, Mark. Hurry up with that telephone call or we miss train.
Take it easy, Johnny. The operator's just getting through. Hello? Hello, Scotty. This is Mark. I'm just calling to tell you we're on our way back home. Oh, yes, we're leaving right now. Huh? What's the hurry? Oh? Okay, Scotty. If he calls again, tell him we'll be back by tomorrow. So long.
Young Scotty, he miss you, eh, Mark? He want you home fast as the wind.
It's more than that. Someone's been calling Lost Force for the past 2 days, asking for me.
Uh-oh, she sounds like trouble.
Yes. The man didn't give any details, Johnny. Just spoke of vampires.
On Wednesday, Mark returns to Lost Forest to speak to the mysterious caller personally and learns just enough to send him rushing out to the Western Plains to investigate the strange mystery of the Wings of the Vampire. Tune in, same time, same station on Wednesday, and find out what happens to Mark Vail. Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains, Mark Vail.
You know, if Mark Trail's dog, Andy, could talk, he'd probably tell you a thing or two about keeping your dog as healthy and happy as he is. One important thing he needs is nourishing food, like Kellogg's Grow Pup. Grow Pup is the only dry dog food approved by the American Veterinary Medical and Animal Hospital Associations as a complete food. It's a scientifically balanced diet, including vitamins and minerals. Solid nourishment. Not two-thirds moisture like leading canned dog foods. Saves you money, too. Feed your dog Kellogg's Grow Pup Ribbon or Grow Pup Meal every day. Remember to tune in then on Wednesday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps give you more punch till lunch. This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail. Today's Mark Trail was written by Gilbert Braun, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.